Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for August 2009 on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'm Brian Parsons, your host, as we reflect on the most important paranormal news stories of the last month. In cryptid news, Lake Champlain has been in the paranormal news a few times this year, and now it finds itself in the news again for some actually old news. Elizabeth von Muggenthaler, a bioacoustician, claims that she has discovered bioacoustics being used in the lake with research done back in 2003. Well, only dolphins and whales use echolocation underwater, and neither reside in Lake Champlain, although beluga whales once inhabited the lake, though died out thousands of years ago. So what is causing all the noise? So far, no new evidence has been recorded, but time will tell if this evidence can help unravel the mystery behind sightings in Lake Champlain. In UFO news, strange UFO reports continue to flow in from all over the world. Talks of UFO disclosure are also still circulating strongly. The big questions in the UFO investigation area is when will the next big sighting occur, and will it give us more evidence towards proving the existence once and for all? In ghost news, Daniel Wilkins, a 13-year-old English boy, claims he was beaten up and then thrown out of his house by a ghost or poltergeist. The mother of the boy returned home to find him outside with neighbors, and when they attempted to go inside, they heard footsteps and other noises inside. The boy displayed visible bruises, but was his assailant from the other side? A priest plans to perform an exorcism on the young boy. Wow, is that really necessary? There's been a rash of videos posted by a man named Paul, who lives in Australia, who claims his flat is infested with ghosts, who appear in the form of orbs. Now, many of his videos have been seemingly explainable. That is until he was able to catch a video in which a near perfectly formed face was shown. Is this pareidolia? Rather a trick of the eye forming a face out of shadows? Or is it video manipulation? Well, I have a feeling I have an idea, but I want you to decide. Check out the video and photo at the new network home of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, at thegdc.ning.com. That's thegdc.ning.com. And in other news, Whitley Strieber's call is answered. A new and interesting weave design crop circle appeared in what is described as a half hour between when a person saw an untouched crop field and then drove by a half hour later to see the formation. Whitley Strieber commented during a podcast on the high possibility that most, if not all, of the best crop circles formed this year were more than likely man-made. He called for a circle so intricate that it would be virtually impossible to replicate. Oddly enough, this circle appeared during the time when the show Strieber made the comment was being recorded. The design is said to be so intricate, it might take many days, if not weeks, to replicate, and some feel it might not even be possible at all. I know I shouldn't plug another podcast during the Grand Dark Conspiracy, but I took part in a podcast on the Paranexus universe dealing with the future of anomalous research. It is a very interesting subject, and the show is very thought-provoking. You can find links to the show on Blog Talk Radio at paranewsinsider.com. And in my blog section, you can check out my first post in a series dealing with the education and the scientific aspect of paranormal research. Questions, comments can be directed at insider at paranewsinsider.com. And now to conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. The Canadian Can-Am Paracon 2009 will take place in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, August 6th through the 7th. August 8th brings the 4th annual paranormal meet and greet to Indianapolis, Indiana. The event will be held at the historic Hanna House and looks to aid in the networking of paranormal groups. A great concept. Admission is free. The Ohio Paranormal Conference takes place August 14th through the 16th in Dayton, Ohio. Among the guests will be former guests of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, author John Kachuba, who will be appearing Saturday morning, as well as yours truly. I'll be there all weekend, and we'll be speaking on cryptozoology at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday. More information is available at ohioparacon.com. August 29th is the Eastern Panhandle Paranormal Conference in Martinsburg, West Virginia. September 11th through the 13th brings the Scarefest to Lexington, Kentucky. The 2009 Texas Bigfoot Conference will occur September 26th, 2009 in Tyler, Texas. And also on September 26th is the Florida Ghost Chasers Paracon 2009. This event hopes to bring together many groups and I'm told has been a great success already in getting groups on board with this event. The event will take place in St. Augustine, Florida. On October 9th through the 11th is the East Coast Paranormal Investigators Conference in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Souls Fest Paranormal Conference and Convention takes place on August 10th and 11th in Beaumont, Texas. October 10th is the Miamitown Paranormal Convention in Miamitown, Ohio. October 16th through the 18th is the Extreme Paracon in Cincinnati, Ohio. October 17th is the Michigan Paranormal Conference in Westland, Michigan. 2009 River Valley Paranormal Conference takes place November 6th and 7th in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For 2010, we have the Texas Ghost Show on March 12th and 13th in Beaumont, Texas, and the Queen City Paracon in Cincinnati, Ohio on April 10th. For more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the all-new Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at the gdc.ning.com. That's thegdc.ning.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next month on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Answer Reed, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.